In 1948, a French film called Jenny L'Amour came and went quickly on a few American screens. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it was the work of a great director, but it was badly subtitled. Now it's back with its original title and a restored print.
Henri-Georges Clouzot's Quai des Orfèvres is a knockout. Brooding and beautifully made, it returns with the soulful shadows of its vintage Paris setting so crisply restored you can almost smell the cigarette smoke drifting over rain-drenched streets. The film brings back a France that is no more. It recreates French music halls, where animal acts share the stage with singers. And it evokes the cramped, unhappy atmosphere of the Paris police's criminal investigations division.
C'est fini, ce coup-ci, je peux m'en aller?
Oh, tout à fait.
Écoutez, ça fait deux heures que je suis derrière cette table à répondre à des questions idiotes.
That institution is housed in a building on the city's Quai des Orfèvres, making the address of the film's title the French equivalent of Scotland Yard. Clouzot's careful filmmaking is animated by his corrosive sensibility. The director is best known in this country for the nail-biting The Wages of Fear and the Hitchcockian Diabolique. But Clouzot also did The Crow, a savage dissection of the French character made during the German occupation. It was apparently so unsettling that the director was blacklisted for 4 years after the war ended. Quai des Orfèvres is the film that ended his creative exile. It reintroduces Clouzot's characteristically misanthropic view of human nature. Only Clouzot could come up with a leering, hunchbacked film producer whose avocation is watching naked young women being photographed.
Ça va comme ça?
Oh, délicieux, simplement délicieux. Et si chaste.
Why should I waste my money on a great painting, he says, when I have this?
Manet ou un Picasso. C'est plus intéressant.
Director Clouzot, who also co-wrote the script, cast his mistress Susie Dallaire as a singer named Jenny L'Amour.
Avec moi, grisons-nous tous les deux de l'instant merveilleux. Fermons les yeux. Danse avec moi.
Jenny has a way with a tune, but she's also a world-class flirt, something that infuriates her jealous sad sack of a husband, played by Bernard Blier, father of director Bertrand. Kay could not be a full-fledged film noir without a corpse. When someone turns up dead, a veteran detective turns up as well. The cranky, rumpled proto-Columbo is played by Louis Jouvet, one of the great French actors of his day. He portrays the kind of cop who's seen it all twice and forgotten nothing. The plot may sound standard, but filmmaker Henri-Georges Clouzot won the Best Directing Prize at Venice for this film, and he's incapable of making anything standard. Few things are worth waiting 50 years for. This film is one of them.
Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.